لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
Surface of the earth, that is beauty for this earth. It's not my beauty. It's not our beauty. Unfortunately, whatever it was beauty of the earth, we tried to take that our beauty. We tried to consider that as my beauty. These are not our beauties. All these things that are existing outside, these are beauties of this earth. Earth is decorated with that. But if we like to be beautified, our beauty is not going to be something that is materialistic. Our beauty is going to be Iman. Iman is beauty.
وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Zenith of the heart is Iman. That is why when it's been said, خُدُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ. خُدُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ. When you like to come towards the masjid, at that time take your zenith with yourself. Take your zenith with yourself. We take our zenith for anything else, for rest of the things, for our happiness, for our parties. But zenith, when we like to take, that has to be taken at the place where our Iman is going to be practiced. A masjid is a place for demonstration of Iman. There is a place for demonstration of Iman. And Iman is going to be demonstrated if it becomes muzayyan. We have to make Iman as muzayyan as we can. That I sacrifice everything that is on this world, in this world, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dress is for Allah. My beauty is for Allah. My children for Allah. My property is for Allah. And that is what is going to beautify our Iman. That is how we need to see ourselves. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Second part it says, وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانَ. There are few dislikeness in the life of mu'min. There are some dislikeness in the life of mu'min. Those are kufr, fusuq, and isyan. And there is a sequence in these three practices. It's really important. Iman becomes beloved. Iman becomes muzayyan, beautified in the heart. It takes in heart, a place in the heart. But another side, there is a dislikeness. That is going to perfect our Iman. Perfection of Iman, that there are two important things inside our heart. One is a likeness and second is a dislikeness. And in some of the cases, dislikeness starts first, then it becomes likeness. As we say, La ilaha illallah. First is dislikeness. There is none but Allah. That means first you have to demonstrate your dislikeness. You remove every type of the kufr, fusuq and isyan, in order that Iman can come in the heart. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. First there has to be kufr about taghut, a hatred about taghut, a hatred with isyan, a hatred with rebellious behavior, a hatred with transgression. If that is there, then it's going to be Iman. Iman needs vilayat and bara'at both. If both are not there, then Iman is not perfect. We need to have both sides. There has to be a love with faith and hatred with disbelief. Hatred with disbelief. Sometimes people, they think that we need to be friendly with everybody. No, that is not right. We cannot be friendly with everybody. We have to have hatred in our hearts. And that hatred, it has to be with the disbelief. And when there is hatred with disbelief, then there is going to be hatred with the disbelievers as well. And if there is love with the iman, then there is love with the mu'min. And that perfects the iman. كَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرِ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسِيَانِ This phrase, it shows that there is a sequence. When disbelief comes, then there is fusuq, then there is isyan. First, it comes disbelief. Disbelief causes rebellious behavior. And when comes rebellions, at that time there is isyan, disobedience. So these are three steps that Quran has said. And at the end, Quran has said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ These are the people, those who are righteous people. Rashid, in Quran, it's been mentioned various places. People, those who reach to the perfection of iman, they are being called Rashid. Those who develop their iman, those who are in the path of development, those who continue for the training for themselves. So there are various places that where this rushd has been used. وَآتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدًا We provided Ibrahim a special guidance, a rushd, a development in the faith. That means Ibrahim was Rashid. Prophets were Rashid. They had a developed mind. They could distinguish between right and wrong. They were the people, those who loved with iman, and these were the people, those who hate with kufr and fusuq. And if somebody has this quality, then he is considered ulaika humur rashidun. These are the people, those who are rashid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us as mu'min. May Allah increase our iman every day. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make iman as a beloved practice for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give hatred with kufr and fusuq and isyan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah develop our faith every day. Give His love in our hearts. Love of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Keep us away from every type of disobedience. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjil li waliyika al-faraj. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, as taqwa is important in our individual life, it's important in our social life as well. As we have our individual duties in a community, as a community also we have responsibilities. And completion of responsibilities regarding the community and society, that is the taqwa that we need to practice in our life. If we are part of organization, then we need to act as best organized people with a system, to establish a system within the community. If I have a responsibility, if I complete my responsibilities, what responsibility are being given, then I'm practicing the piety in my life of community. If we have school and our administration in the school, if they are practicing the piety, that means they are creating discipline in their school, that is piety in administration. If anybody has responsibility of teaching, if they try to work hard and discipline their classes, that is piety in their teaching life. In every aspect of life, we need to practice the piety. We need to set standards, especially when we call any organization as Islamic organization, when we call any school as Islamic school, when these schools and organizations are called with the name of Islam, then it's not mine. It is a community asset, and that community asset that is actually a heritor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And as Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have advised, kunu lana zainan wa la takunu lana shayna, be a beauty for us. That means if anybody comes to our centers, our schools, and compare our school with any other school, then it has to be a zenith for Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. People, they need to see, this is school of Imam Sadiq. This is school of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. So the standard, it has to be according to that. And if there is a student who is learning in this school, he needs to see this school as school of Prophet, peace be upon him. And they need to set standards for themselves. If anybody is supporting the school, then also their support has to be for the cause, that is very important cause, that is noble cause. A noble cause of Prophet, peace be upon him, for the development of the children, for the training of the children, their support is going to be really important. It means that it is support to Imam Zaman Ajrallahu Farajahu Sharif. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all successful, that we can give our services collectively and work together in a unity, in brotherhood, and work in the sense that we are working for the sake of our Imam today. Dear brothers and sisters, as in an upcoming week, we have birth of an infallible Imam, 8th star in the lives of Aimma alayhim as-salam, I mean Imam al-Ridha alayhi as-salatu was-salam. My congratulations to all Mu'mineen and Mu'minat for this auspicious occasion, and his life is a role model for all of us, and we need to celebrate in all our schools, in the center, within the students, and make his life as it can be a role model for our students, for our youth, that they can take lessons from the life of 8th Imam. In the past week, there were certain developments after announcement of attack on Syria. That was one of the headlines on the media, on many newspapers, attack on Syria. But alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that headline changed. As Quran has said, makaru makarallah wallahu khayrul makirin, that there is their plot, and there is plot of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in all the cases, planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be overwhelming, and that is going to supersede every planning that enemies of Islam are going to have. That in this event, there were many lessons that were learned. So today I would like to go through all those lessons that were learned. First of all, I hope that the Western world learned a lesson from this past and recent history. That Western world takes steps without measurement. And all those steps that were being taken in the recent history, unfortunately, they are failed. There was no planning. In the time of previous president, unfortunately, all those plots that were being made, they were being failed. And they could not reach up to the goals, and there was only destruction, killings of people, and thousands of people are being killed. And in this recent plan, again, we have seen failure of the policies, and that is something that they need to consider before making any decision. US and the country where we live, and the administration of this country made an announcement to attack on a country without calculation. Even the time limit was announced that until Thursday any event is going to take place or attack is going to take place, and that was really without any calculation. And later on they realized that it was a mistake, and today there is a complete shame on this policy. And the person who was being given a Nobel Prize, Nobel Peace Prize, you can imagine that how the UNO considers to give a Nobel Peace Prize to one who beats the drums of war after a while, and he has no calculation that what he's going to do. And people of the world, they start advising him that please hold on, please hold on. From everywhere, people, they start asking him that you have to hold on. I believe that today a Nobel Peace Prize has to be given to Mr. Putin, who had a great effort to stop this war. That was the best of the policy and best of the politics that he has been able to be successful to stop all those warmongers that they go and make any mistake in this world today. Another lesson we have learned, that Arab world was ready to pay expenses. Those who actually speak about monotheism, tawheed, that they believe in tawheed,
they believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they consider the most faithful people in this world. They announce that they are only Muslim, and they call everybody else as disbeliever. But unfortunately, at this time, world realized that these are the people, those who support every agenda of the imperialists, and they actually announced in their views, and many statements were being given, that we would like to support any attack that happens. And you can imagine that attack was happening on an Islamic country, and they were ready to support attack on an Islamic country. There was a division in European countries. So at this time, Western world in general, and especially European countries, were divided in this event. Although in the past they had made collaboration, and they have been able to create a kind of unity to attack on Iraq, and there were several reasons for that, but at this time they have failed to make that collaboration, and because of that you have seen that there was a complete failure within their countries and outside their countries, and within the Western world and European Union. Within Security Council, there was a complete division. So before that, people of the world, they were realizing that there is only one power in this world, and that is the most important power at this time. But now we and people of the world have realized that it's not only one power, but there is a balance of the power today, and that balance of the power, it is been to the other side, that China and Russia, with the collaboration of some of the countries, have been able to force a decision, and they have not let any decision happen and any attack happen in this world. There was also a public opinion. Public from all over the world were opposing the decision, and they did not support this decision. It was an unpopular decision, or I can say that it was one of the most unpopular decisions in this world. The people of the world, they denounced that in every form. You can imagine like religious authorities and political authorities from all over the world, they came out and they denounced that attack. And our religious authorities, as I've said in the past, they denounced, and they said about the consequences of that as well. As I've said, that Russia's positive role in this political move, that was really appreciable, that brought people on the table. And today we have seen that Mr. Putin had written a letter to the American people directly, calling them that you have to be vigilant before your administration makes a decision. And this is really interesting, that at least a country found that there is disunity within the country, and that is why they have been able to address people in North America, and calling public that what you need to do. Administration of the other country, leader of the other country, is speaking with the people of the country in North America. So that is a complete failure of administration in North America, and especially administration of Mr. Obama. So those are very important lessons. And in ongoing situation, it is announced that in Shanghai, there is a cooperative organization that is going to have a meeting, Russia, China, and Iran. They are going to have a summit to discuss about the crisis in Syria. And I hope that there will be a balance of power, and I hope that in the future Syria is going to be stronger as it has not been ever stronger. And that is one of the fears that imperialists they have. And we hope that decision that was made, and leader of Muslim Ummah also has mentioned, that we hope that decision that was made, it was real, and there was no hidden agenda. We hope that there is no hidden agenda within this decision, that they are going to hold any type of attack on the Syria. And we pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep peace in this world and keep this world safer from any type of destruction and attacks and any bloodshed. There was an unfortunate event in Iraq. There was bomb attack on a mosque, and unfortunately that type of events we have seen in recent years. Frequent events have taken place that has caused the death and martyrdom of 25 people or 30 people, and many other people, they were being wounded. And according to the recent survey, in the past year, 5,000 people are being killed in Iraq. In only 1 year, 5,000 people have been killed. And just in August, in the month before, now we are in September, in month of August, it is said that 800 people have been killed in Iraq. See, how sad is that? You know, that is heartbreaking news, that in a country that is Muslim country, 800 people die just in 1 month. And we hope that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give sympathy to the people of Iraq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give relief to the people of Iraq and provide them a peace in this country. We pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman and make all of us supporters for the cause of Imam of the Age. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the personality that is going to establish a government in this world that is going to be based on the justice. And may Allah prolong the life of our leader. May Allah prolong the life of our maraji. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give stability to all Muslim world. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.